A new accreditation has been launched for education organisations that take steps to make themselves more dyslexia friendly. The New Zealand Dyslexia Friendly Quality Mark is a collaboration between Aokau Aotearoa and the Tertiary Education Commission. It's designed to encourage more inclusive environments for learners, trainees or clients with dyslexia, a learning disorder which affects about 10% of the population. The accreditation process will take four areas into account: management, the quality of teaching, the learning environment, and the organisation's relationship with stakeholders. The Quality Mark will be the first of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere. Annette Van Lamone is the Adult Literacy, Numeracy and Cultural Capability Project Manager at Aokau Aotearoa. Kia ora, Annette.
Kia ora.
Remind us, if you would, what are the primary challenges that people with dyslexia face?
Well, the main challenge is really that there's a general lack of awareness and understanding of what dyslexia is and how it affects people, and also that dyslexia can be viewed as a difficulty. So what we really need to move away from in New Zealand is this deficit model of dyslexia, and we need to move to a more social model of dyslexia where dyslexia is viewed as a strength. So traditionally, learners had to fit in with the education system and adjust to the expectations of the education system. But what we need to do is we need to flip it so that the system accommodates for the individual learner, so that it's not the learner that needs to adjust to a rigid system, but the system is flexible enough to meet the needs of the learners.
Is there any sign of this happening? Because we've been aware of this for a long time now, but still there are so many barriers in our education system.
Well, dyslexia wasn't officially recognised until 2007 in New Zealand. So that means that teachers aren't typically trained in meeting the needs of learners with dyslexia. And that's why dyslexia is often invisible. What we see is that learners with dyslexia tend to hide their difficulties because they sense that people just don't understand. And often they don't understand themselves. They might feel that they're different and feel they don't belong. They just don't understand why they seem to be struggling with text. So we often see shame and lack of confidence and low self-esteem. So it's really high time that we address this. And this is why we've come up with the Quality Mark.
As I mentioned, 10% of the population has dyslexia. That will be higher, I think, than a lot of people anticipated. But as you say, it's often hidden. And there are lots of misconceptions around dyslexia too.
Yes, true. And for example, lots of people think that more boys than girls have dyslexia, or that it's about reversing letters, or that it's a disorder, which it isn't. It's a learning difference. So, and at Aokau Aotearoa, which is New Zealand's Centre for Tertiary Teaching Excellence, we've long realised that we needed to build capability in dyslexia and to dispel these myths around dyslexia, because we knew that learners with dyslexia weren't generally well supported in education. So we've been developing resources on dyslexia and offering courses and workshops and communities of practice, but we really realised we needed to do more. And from the research, we knew that the best thing you can do for these learners is to create dyslexia-friendly environments. So what we did was we looked at the dyslexia-friendly quality mark in the United Kingdom, and decided to take that as an example and to create our own quality mark for our own unique context in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And we have a beautiful Maori name for our dyslexia-friendly quality mark, which is Te Tohu Kaunga Whakarata Tipopotanga. So, and it's as you said earlier, it's the development has been funded by the Tertiary Education Commission, and the quality mark also aligns perfectly with the tertiary education strategy we have in New Zealand, because that strategy has five objectives. The first is learners at the centre, barrier-free access, quality teaching and leadership, the future of learning and work, and world-class inclusive public education. So there's this perfect alignment with what we're trying to achieve in New Zealand.
What do the organisations need to prove? What boxes will they need to tick to get a quality mark?
So the process is that once they register for the quality mark, they get access to an online tool. And in this online tool, through this online tool, they work with our facilitators through the process and with the other organisations that are on the same journey. And they, what they do is they self-assess their organisation against the dyslexia-friendly quality mark standards. So they identify the areas they're already doing well in and the areas for improvement. So they develop an action plan. It could be that they might need to do some staff development or adjust some policies and procedures. And throughout this process, they develop a portfolio of evidence to show that they meet the standards. This portfolio is then assessed by the facilitators, and the facilitators conduct a site visit. So they visit the organisation to verify that they meet the standards, and then the quality mark is awarded for a period of 3 years.
What do dyslexia-friendly practices look like, for example, in the classroom?
Ah, very good question. I'll just give you some examples. You're mentioning the classroom, but really the quality mark is about a whole organisation approach, a really holistic approach where everyone in the organisation is on board. So it's not just the educators and how they teach. That's an important part of it. But it includes people at all levels of the organisation, from the learners to the learning support staff, to the marketing and comms people, management, whānau, the community. Everyone really has to do their bit. And just to give you some example of what teachers can do, first of all, build their awareness and understanding, so professional development. It's also about presenting information in different ways rather than just text-based, because learners with dyslexia tend to be visual thinkers. They're really good at visualization. So just presenting information through visuals, like things like flowcharts and mind maps and clips and PowerPoints, can be much more effective. It just makes more sense to learners with dyslexia. And talking things through discussion rather than having all the information as text-based. Using technology is another important part of meeting the needs of learners with dyslexia. And also taking a kind of a twofold approach by, on the one hand, supporting them in their literacy development, in their reading and their spelling through multisensory approaches, but also on the other hand, putting accommodations in place so that learning is easier for them. And building rapport with these learners is absolutely crucial, making sure that you have a safe and trusting relationship and building their confidence and self-esteem, because they've often had really bad knocks in education before. And the good thing is that when you put all these practices in place, what's good for learners with dyslexia is good for all learners, so everyone benefits.
Is it possible that staff with this extra training and awareness might be able to identify dyslexia in students who didn't know that they had it?
Yes, absolutely, yes. So that's what we often see, both in the learners and the staff themselves. Often it's diagnosed or identified at a later age, and it can come as a real shock to a person that they have dyslexia. So that's why it's so important that everyone has a really good understanding of what it is, so that we can show these people that it's not, yes, it is a difficulty with words, but there are lots of strengths that these people have, and often they don't recognise their own strengths, so we really need to show them, hey, you are intelligent, you have all these really unique strengths, and you can make use of them.
It's a big commitment. What sort of interest have you had from the groups you're targeting so far?
You're absolutely right. It is a big commitment, but it's very needed, and it's a very worthwhile commitment too. We've just been overwhelmed with interest. We've had so many organisations sign up already. lots of positive feedback and lots of people telling us that this was well overdue. So we're really pleased with how it's being received. People are asking us if we can roll it out to the primary and secondary sector and to workplaces. So, you know, this is our first step. We needed to start here, but it has potential for extending the scope.
Best of luck. Thank you so much, Kia ora. Annette van Lamone from Ako Aotearoa.